I'll be telegraphic because we are very late. Ao Sr. Secretário Nacional de Justiça do Brasil, Sr. Beto Vasconcelos, quero.
As a very good the Brazilian intervention. I was very touched by your words, sir. I know that you have implemented a policy of giving visas to refugees, 20,000 visas already, and that's very good news for the purpose of registering these people and overcoming statelessness.
Intervention and to say how much we appreciate the measures recently taken in relation to Syrian refugees, namely the increase of the resettlement program and the additional financial support to the humanitarian response, and to say we'll do everything to make sure that our resettlement service will be up to the task. I also want to thank the Honourable Minister Vanna Sirleaf of Liberia. Liberia's generosity on local integration, on the patience in relation to the slow voluntary repatriation of the refugees from Cote d'Ivoire has been remarkable. We'll do our best for that voluntary repatriation to start again. And we also would like to underline the important measures on protection that you have announced. Monsieur le Ministre Calixte.
Minister Calixte of Gabon, I support your call for a humanist management of migrant flows, and you emphasize the importance of cooperation in the sub-region of Central Africa. We are at your disposal to help with
it.
I would like to thank Juan Martinez from Ecuador for his statement. Latin America has a long-standing refugee tradition, a laudable one, and Ecuador is really spearheading that in view of its significant contribution to offering asylum in Latin America. I wish to pay tribute above all to the doctrine which you have developed on refugee matters and migration, also seeking to address the root causes of such movements. Allow me to express our utmost interest in further cooperation with the Ecuadorian authorities.
My deep appreciation to the intervention of Director General Ahmed Mohammadifar of the Islamic Republic of Iran. Indeed, Iran has had a remarkable asylum policy which shuts a large number of Afghan refugees for decades, and I would like to underline particularly what has been done for education. As you mentioned, 400,000 in schools, and not only registered refugees, but according to the orientations of your Supreme Leader, all people in Iran, the children are supposed to be in school, and also the fact that the health insurance was extended to the whole of the refugee population. Indeed, we support your position on voluntary repatriation, and also we appreciate the investment that the Islamic Republic of Iran has been making in Afghanistan itself. And we recognize that the support has been minimal, even our support has been minimal, and that the number of resettlement opportunities should also be able to increase. I want to thank Ambassador Mehmet Çarıkçı of Turkey for his intervention. Frank and clear statement, I would say. And to say that Turkey, the largest refugee hosting country in the world, plays today an absolutely crucial role as pillar of international protection regime. I don't know what would happen, namely to Syrian refugees, if Turkey would not exist. And it's not only a question of the numbers, it's a question of the quality. I visited several refugee camps in Turkey, and I must say they are the best in the world, and we would be very happy if we would have the resources and the capacity to do the same in other parts of the world with our own camps, and that was only possible thanks to the extraordinary generosity and the huge budget that the Turkish government has put at the disposal of its policy. I want to say how much we are counting on the next two Istanbul meetings, the one on the foreign migration and the other on the World Humanitarian Summit, and our interest in fully contributed for its success. I want to thank Ambassador Misako Kaji from Japan. Japan has been a continued, very strong supporter of UNHCR activities. And I would underline what you said about the link between humanitarian development and the role of human security in this comprehensive concept. Thank you very much for your intervention. Ambassador Veronica Bard of Sweden. You have been very modest, saying that Sweden is the sixth contributor to UNHCR. As a matter of fact, if you take as a percentage of GDP or as population, it's always either the first or the second. And on the other hand, it's always an unearmarked contribution. I don't know what would have happened to our African programs without the Swedish contribution. So I want to really thank you very, very much for that support and to underline what you have said in your intervention on the need of more unearmarking in relation to support to humanitarian action, and also to once again say that Sweden is a symbol of the quality of an asylum system in Europe and the world. Finally, Ambassador Negash Botora of Ethiopia. Ethiopia is, as you mentioned, the largest refugee housing country in Africa. And your very generous open door policy, your people to people policy, the way you have been integrating as much as possible, for instance, students in your universities, all are examples of an extreme generosity. Our budget is low, don't worry. The tradition shows that the initial budget in Ethiopia is always substantially increased during the year because of the recognition of the needs coming from the very generous policy of the Ethiopian government. And I believe that the same will happen also next year. Thank you very much.